All right, we're back. That was okay. That was we heard Poe and She Only Smiled, the ninth song for the 2011. The eighth song was Rob Thomas, Someday, and the seventh song was Jay Rhythm. And this lady over here, who I text, because I text and promote my show, she wrote me, and my friend Vilma used to have this number, but it's not my friend Vilma. I don't know who this is. She says, what did she say in this text? Do you want to read it?
I want to read it.
Okay, read what this text says. Come in the hot seat over here.
Fuck off. Don't text me again, asshole.
Okay, call her. Or call him. I don't know who this is.
Wait a minute.
Hopefully.
Wait.
Is it her? And
so how do we put her on speakerphone?
Oh.
Speaker.
And then we'll go to the number six segment, fifth segment, and fourth segment. We're getting down there. Number one.
Why isn't she answering?
I don't know. I don't know this person.
Low battery.
I had low battery on my laptop.
She's not answering.
Or he's not answering. Because I don't know if it's a he or
can
she.
Can we call somebody else?
Yeah, sure we can. We will call after these three segments.
Let's just call.
Who should we call?
I don't know. Keep it exciting.
Okay.
Keep it fresh.
Okay.
No one wants to hear your segments right now.
Well,
Cindy doesn't.
Well, I want to tell you what's coming up. We have the sixth segment. We have Star Jones. Okay, who likes Star Jones? No. These are actually short segments. No. Roseanne Barr and Chili from TLC. We're going to play these three segments, okay?
I like Roseanne Barr.
Okay, hear these three segments right now.
It's not about you.
No, Adela Bonds one time.
Huh?
Adela Bonds, the author, that was on your show, Adela Bonds, who played your friend.
Oh, uh-huh.
You still came in contact with her?
No, I haven't seen her for a while.
Because Adela thinks still highly of you.
I think highly of her, too, and if you see her, say, hey, call me.
I will.
What's your number?
How you doing, Chili?
Well, you know what? It's funny because autism is just, it's becoming... You know, we're seeing it so much more now, and I'm like, why is that? You know, so I think that anything we can do to raise money so that they can, you know, do more research to find out how to prevent something like that with these beautiful children, you know, that would be a great thing. So.
Sure. And you're doing handbags too with your own, on what's your site?
Oh yeah, it's bagsbychili.com.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And it's I love it. Like, actually, I have a photo shoot with my son on Sunday.
Oh, really?
Because I need new pictures of him getting so big.
And where's that going to be?
Probably at my house.
Oh, like this could be in public or something.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
And I'm going to put a direct link from the DerekShapiroShow.com to your site, too, so people can find out. Because you're being reached in Rhode Island, where I'm my home state. I'm going back to my home state next week. Matter of fact, I don't know if you remember this. I saw you in Boston. Right after T-Boz died, I guess. I'm sorry. I'm just doing the hype of the moment. After Left Eye died, I saw your first concert, the Kiss Run Away concert in Boston. At the old Great Woods, the old...
The
Z-100? No, it was Kiss 108 in Boston, actually. Okay. And it was with the, what do you call it? I forget what venue that was, but you were awesome. I saw that you were that night before I got into my own radio show. So I just say you're great. Are you doing any more recordings?
We're touring. We just did a big tour in Japan this summer, and yeah. I'm actually getting ready to shoot the second season for my show, What Chili Wants.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much for losing yourself with the Derek Javert. My apologies. You know, do you still keep in contact with T-Buzz?
Yeah, we just toured.
Okay.
Yeah.
And when are you going back on tour?
We're we're actually getting that together right now, but I'll be busy shooting my show for the next 2.5 months, so.
Right, okay, awesome.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Chili, and you're listening to The Derek Shapiro Show.
All right, and I'm trying to find another person's number we can call, and just surprise, call Chili. But I'm trying to find someone. You know who we should call?
Who?
I want to call.
Who?
I'm gonna surprise this person, okay?
Make sure you're talking to Mike.
Okay.
Thank you, John.
I'm gonna see how, and I'm gonna surprise you. I'm going to see if he misses the show.
Hello?
Hey, repeat.
Hey.
Hey, how are you at Walmart right now?
I'm leaving Walmart right now.
This show is disorganized because you're not here.
No.
Huh?
This show is disorganized.
This show is disorganized because you're not here right now.
Period.
We miss you. We miss you.
What are you talking about?
Melissa misses you. She's here. We're doing the show live right now. We miss you.
Oh, I thought the show would be over by now.
Oh, you know me by now.
That's what we hoped. But it keeps going.
Peter, let me ask you a question, repeat, okay? Do you rather be at Walmart or be here at the Derek Shapiro Show?
Obviously Walmart, Shapiro.
Okay, I'm going to hang up. All right, Happy New Year too to you.
I want to go to Walmart.
Okay. All right, let me ask you a question. Pete, let me ask you a question. You do security now at Walmart?
Yeah, I do.
So if I steal something, would you get me arrested or would you let it just pass by?
I really didn't let you pass by, but I will call you and say, hey, girl, put it back.
Really?
Okay. Let you go.
So you wouldn't ever call the Atlanta cops on me, right?
Well, it depends on how much you're stealing. If you're trying to steal, if you're trying to go and steal a whole bunch of stuff, I would definitely probably call the cops.
What about if I stole a woman's underwear?
Huh?
What about if I stole a woman's underwear?
I don't know. It just depends on how much you steal in the dollar amount. Show. Am I on the air? You better not be recording me.
I am. Yes, you are live. You're live. All right. Thank you much, repeat.
Is the show going that boring where you have to hear something from calling me?
What did you say?
Is the show going that bad where you have to hear some excitement by calling
yes,
me?
Yes, repeat it is.
Okay. All right. We're gonna play the other segments now. I mean, the other songs now. All right. Thank you much, repeat.
Bye,
your brother.
Repeat.
Your brother's doing a great job, though. Johnny is doing a great job. The owner of Rich Productions here. All right. Thank you, repeat. I love you. Okay. All right. Now, here is the number six song for the year of 2011 is Rob Thomas, Mockingbird. And the fifth song for the year is Andy Grammer, Keep Your Head Up. We got to keep our head up for this show, right? We got to keep our head up. And the fourth song is Dante featuring Rolla with My Rage. Because I'm going to have my rage afterwards. Here is these three songs in a row.
Somewhere in between this moment and the end, will we bend, or will we open up and take this whole thing in? Everybody else is smiling, man, their smiles don't fade. And you don't even wonder why, you just don't think that way. Maybe you and me got lost somewhere. We can't move on, we can't stay here. Or maybe we've just had enough. Well, maybe we ain't meant for this love. You and me tried everything, but still that mockingbird won't sing. Well, maybe we ain't meant for this love.
sunset, bills on my mindset, I can't deny it. Getting higher than my income, income's breadcrumbs. I've been trying to survive. The glow that the sun gets right around sunset helps me realize that this is just a journey. Drop your worries, you are gonna turn out fine. Oh, you turn out fine. Fine, oh, you turn out fine. But you gotta keep your head up, oh, and you can let your head down, hey. You gotta keep your head up, oh, and you can let your head down, hey. I know it's hard, know it's hard to remember sometimes. But you gotta keep your head up, oh, and you can let your head down. Hands in my pockets, kicking these rocks. It's kinda hard to watch this life go by. I'm buying into skeptics, skeptics mess with the confidence in my eyes. I'm seeing all the angles, stars get tangled. I start to compromise my life and my purpose. Is it all worth it? Am I gonna turn out fine? Oh, you turn out fine. Fine, oh, you turn out fine. But you gotta keep your head up, oh, and you can let your head down, hey. You gotta keep your head up, oh, and you can let your head down, hey. I know it's hard, know it's hard to remember sometimes. But you gotta keep your head up, oh, and you can let your head down, hey, hey, hey. Only rainbows after rain, the sun will always come again, and it's a circle. Circling around again, it comes around again. I say only rainbows after rain, the sun will always come again. And it's a circle, circling around again, it comes around. But you gotta keep your head up, oh, and you can let your head down, hey. You gotta keep your head up, oh, and you can let your head down, hey. I know it's hard.
Over haters, many men look up to me like elevators. They caught the papers, cause the biz are marquee'd. A player in the game, and y'all know he's marquee. Knock you out the lane, and no, I'm not sorry. That's the only time these lames overstand me. Understand, he ain't the one to play with. Could go off anytime like bombs when they lit. Blow like Boston, George, and I'm 30 minutes away from Boston door. Y'all seconds away from meeting the Lord, and your mom's crying, why they take my boy? Cause your boy was dumb, didn't know about son. What you don't know can kill you. Get familiar with mics are present, be very afraid. Don't know my age, but you could know my rage.
In my mind, I'm raging and I'm flaming. Know it shows on my face, I won't hide it. I want to be out of this providence. People be bitching and saying things that you shouldn't be doing. Money that you ain't even making. You look uptight, but don't even sweat it. It's an R&B struggle thing. I'm gonna explode, I need to get away from it. But I know you can't get far from it. Talking at you like a 4-year-old little kid. Even my songs will hurt people's feelings. If it does, I wrote it cause I meant it. I'm proud to say, mean it and does it. It's just blunt, but no, I don't smoke it. And in my mind, there's nothing wrong.
My name's Roma.
Nice to meet you.
Just to meet you.
live. We're live on Lisa the Derek Shapiro Show, the best of show. And we have Melissa here. We have Cindy A. of Hush. And, of course, we're going to go with the number third segment and the number second segment for the year, Clark Howard and Holly Robinson Pete. Then we'll go right into this, the third song for 2011, Clinton Macy, America Praise God. And the second song for 2011, Akon featuring Kobe Adonis with Beautiful. Then I'll come back and tell you what the number one song and number one segment is for the year. Woo! Here, I'll lose out the Derek Shapiro Show. All right, I'm here at Costco with Clark Howard here on the Derek Shapiro Show and DSS TV station, and it's a privilege to interview you today.
Thank you very much. Yes. It's great to meet you.
Yes, well, it's great to meet you, too. Of course, you're on HLN. You're on, of course, your own syndicated radio show. You're on WSB Channel 2, of course. And congratulations on your new book, your ninth book, right?
That's right. I never could have imagined that I would have a first book, and the fact that I'm at number nine shocks me.
Really? So I guess they say, right, once you're at nine, you could dine, right?
I never heard that.
Yes, it's my corny joke for the day. But let me ask you a question. Can rich people benefit with your book?
You know, I don't know that rich people actually would care about my book. My book is for the everyday person.
Like me.
Who's trying to make it. Yep. And, you know, the rich have all the people they can go to consult.
Exactly.
The rest of us don't quite have that. So
sure.
This is about how to stretch the buck in everyday life.
Tell me, you know, your new book, of course, Living Large in Lean Times. How much are these times lean?
This is certainly not the worst times we've ever seen in America. I mean, we've been through, if you go back to the terrible, terrible depressions that we had in the late 1800s in the United States, in both of those cases, we had people that were literally starving to death. You go to the Great Depression of the 1930s, people lived with brutal conditions. This is not that. But it's still very upsetting, depressing, debilitating to want a job and not be able to get one, to want to provide more for yourself or your family and not be able to. So it is a very, very tough time today. Not the worst of times, but certainly not a great era.
If this country goes even further into, you know, more, you know, what are the signs of it getting worse? Or what are the signs of it getting better?
Well, it's, you know, societies don't decline in one fell swoop. It's gradual. And a lot of people believe right now that we are in a decline in America. I don't believe it. I believe we're in a rough patch because we went through a prior era of excessive speculation and excessive borrowing. And we've got to heal from that. Mm-hmm. So we're going to spend this decade going through that healing process.
Sure, sure. And so what was your meaning behind this book, of course? What do you want to tell people? What's the main message?
The idea is that even if you don't have as much income, you can do things in your life and how you live it that you can still live a very comfortable life. I want people to know that just because the paycheck isn't as fat maybe as it was 5 years ago, there's still room in your life for fun. There's still room in your life to build a future.
And I like, and also in the book, because this is internet radio, of course, I like how you mentioned internet radio is the wave of the future, of course, which people, oh, it is.
Internet radio is great. I mean, I am so impressed. I've got an internet radio in my bathroom.
Really?
And in the morning when I'm getting ready, I've got a whole bunch of stations I can pick from.
Really?
And it's just such a deal because
really?
11,000 or whatever stations to pick from.
Really? So do you listen to more of other radio or do you listen to more of yourself?
Oh, I don't listen to myself.
Really? How come is that?
Well, I think I hear myself enough every day. I don't think I need to listen to myself.
So it's more of a chance you listen to the Derek Shapiro Show more than the Clark Howard Show, huh?
Exactly.
And
that's
it's funny
right.
Because I'm in the car doing work for the Derek Shapiro Show. I'll be listening to the Clark Howard Show.
Yeah. Oh, that's exactly. Fine. And the thing about internet radio that I'm so excited about, some cars already have it, but a lot more will in the next couple of years, where you'll be able to listen to internet radio or Pandora or Groove Shark or whatever you want to in your car while you're driving around.
That's a smart thing because I also have internet TV, you know, the DSS TV station, you know. That's the smart thing, of course. Internet radio, internet TV, you know. And tell me, too, you know, you've been in radio for so long, of course. Who are some of the radio people you look up to or TV personalities?
In terms of TV, in Atlanta, I'm crazy about Monica Pearson.
Oh, okay.
And the reason is that she is so real. She's so genuine. And she's not a pushover, but she's a very sweet woman.
Really?
Yeah.
So Monica Bezos, she's on Channel 2, right?
That's right.
Yeah, you're on Channel 2 as well.
I am, and she's retiring, I think, in the next year or so. Mm-hmm. But she's had quite a run.
And also, too, you have a Rhode Island fan base, too. I'm from Providence, Rhode Island. You're on WHAJ up in Providence, of course. Tell me about, like, when you go across America and people know you from different states, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, you know, what do you think about that?
Well, it shows the power of the microphone. I mean, it's amazing how I can walk off an airplane anywhere in the country and have somebody come up to me and start talking about something I talked about on radio or TV. And the ability for us to connect with people around America so easily is something I just think is great.
Sure, sure. Well, thank you very much. And of course, your website is clarkhoward.com, huh?
That's right. Clarkhoward.com is booming.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, the internet used to be kind of like an afterthought with what I do. And now the internet is almost becoming the central nervous system of what I do.
Exactly, exactly. And of course, you know, I like your last name, but that's my father's first name, Howard, you know. Thank you, Clark Howard, again, for here on the Derek Shapiro Show and on DSS TV station. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a good weekend.
You too.
Oh, I shouldn't have said have a good week.
Well, wherever they listen, it could be an archive. It could be a great weekend, a great week, right?
That's right. That's right.
Thank you.
Every day ends in a Y.
Exactly. Why is that?
Well, I did the pledge a while back, but what it means is that, which way are we going?
This way.
What it means is that I'm a part of the legacy that Oprah is leaving by getting rid of distracted driving is an opportunity. Excuse me.
Sorry.
getting rid of distracted driving and eradicating it is saving lives.
Yep.
That's all it's about, saving lives, saving heartbreak. And the reality is, you know, we did it with seatbelts, like Oprah said, and everybody's like, oh, who's going to put seatbelts on? But now it's second nature. I think we can do that with distracted driving as well.
Exactly. And how are you changing your life by you being a Texan driving before?
Well, you know what? I mean, I did it all the time and acted as if I could and felt as though, you know, I'm super multitasking mom. I can do it.
Great.
And it won't happen to me, you know. But the reality is it does. It happens to everyone. I just met a young lady who lost her son as a result of someone doing it. So it happens, and you have to stop it.
Well, thank you. And can you just give a shout out and say, this is Holly Robinson Pete, and you listen to The Derek Shapiro Show.
This is Holly Robinson Pete, and you're listening to The Derek Shapiro Show.
Thank you very much.
All right. Of course, that was Holly Robinson Pete, of course. We'll play it again, of course. I'm going to put a separate file down. People want to hear it. Just the Holly Robinson Pete interview. When it comes out in 5 more days, they can hear the Holly Robinson Pete interview, of course. And I want to play this other interview before I play 2 more songs. This is a very important. This is a mother who lost the child for texting and driving. And this is right after the Holly Robinson Pete interview.
Lisa Duffner here, and from Atlanta, of course. Tell me about your story quick.
I took a walk in my neighborhood, and one house away from mine, my children and I, all 3 of my children and I, were up on my neighbor's lawn, and a car was passing by. She dialed her cell phone. And when she dialed her cell phone, she ran off the road. She hit us. I flew 60 feet. My son flew 30 feet. And my son lived for 3 days. I went into a coma. And when I came out of the coma, they weren't even going to let me go to his funeral. And it took a doctor and a nurse to bring me to the funeral. And then everybody kept on. I could hear everyone saying, does she want to hold him? Does she want to hold him? No one handed him to me.
Wow.
So it's heart-wrenching.
And what can you say to people that still text and driving today?
Just think about, I'm asking you to just change your habit to save a family from what I've gone through. And I have physical injuries myself. When I eat, I still feel like I'm going to throw up. When I'm in the shower, I still have to hold the side of the shower. My equilibrium is off. And I used to be a cross-country runner. I was number 1 in my high school, number 2 in New England. I can't run anymore.
You're from New England? What part of New England?
I'm from Kittery, Maine.
Okay, I'm from Providence, Rhode Island, so us New England people. But I do thank you for much telling your story here. I lose yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show.
All right, and that was a touching story, of course. But we'll go with a positive song, of course, and the two last songs, and we'll say goodnight to the evening. This is Michael Jackson, Akon, track 5, followed by...
America was known to me as a country built on God, the money reap, in God we trust, so let us put our trust in God to save us. I remember in grammar school, how we used to pray before class began. Do you remember when the president and the government need the Lord too? Just like me and you, we had to pray for them too. America, 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 America. Praise God, praise God. America, 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 America. Praise God, praise God. United we stand, divided we fall, we are as one, y'all. The president need us like we need him, and we are. Military is made up of my families, mothers, fathers, uncles, brothers, and our sisters.
Justice for all. America, America.
about you. Hourglass shape, make the place go. Waistline makes my salute, I'm a brute. High from your high heel game. High heels push up your last name. And you're living in the fast lane, eyes like an angel. Goddess. Watch my yelling, I should address. Spotless. That's bad to the bone, make me wanna bone. Put me in the triple X zone. Lames don't know how to talk to you, so let me walk with you. Hold my hand, I'ma spend them grands. But after you undress, not like a hooker, but more like a princess, queen, empress, president. Pull anywhere you go on earth, cause you're beautiful. Okay.
See you in the club.
That was Akon featuring Kobe Donos, the number two song. No, that was the number, yeah, two song for the year. And Clinton Mason, America Praise God, that was the number third song for the year. We're going to go to the number one segment, number one song pretty soon after this prank. Melissa?
Let's see if he's going to answer the phone.
Jason J. DeVos, let me turn this hat, unfortunately. This my hat got ruined in the wash.
In the wash.
In the wash. On the wash machine. Melissa, are you having fun? Cindy, are you having fun?
Blast. Yes. It was a blast.
It's like getting fucked with a pickle.
You got fucked with a pickle before?
Hello? Hi, I saw this number on Adult Friend Finder. Are you married?
Who's this?
Are you married?
Who is this?
My name is Melissa. I saw your ad and it said you were married but looking.
I don't have an ad.
Would you be interested in maybe hooking up?
Not really.
But I could be really hot.
You could be, but if Rick is sitting with you.
Do you like vampires?
No, but my friend Rick does. I wrote a book about him.
Who's Rick? Does he have a big penis?
Not that I know of.
Do you think maybe that you could get a picture of it and send it to my phone?
I'm actually with somebody right now. Can
talk
to him this morning?
With what? Like doing what with him?
I'm with somebody.
Are you having sex?
No. Just tell him I'll see him in the morning.
Who? Do you know who this is?
No, who is this?
This is one of Derek's friends.
Oh, it is?
Okay, we're just fucking with you.
We're live on the Derek Shapiro Show! The best of show!
I thought it was one of my Rick's friends.
Hey, Jay. Jason.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, I got bad news to tell you. Well, number one is you're not on that profile thing, that like Melissa said. And the other one is I got to retire the hat because I wore the hat on today's episode. I put it in the wash. And Melissa, tell what happened to the hat. Tell what it looks like.
Well, first off, it looked terrible anyway.
It looks like a blob of mustard.
But he gave that to me. Jason J. Travoris gave that to me, the author of The Shadow Inside and Existence of the Feigned Killer, right?
Feigned. That's right. Hey, I'm sorry I was rude to you. And yes, I would like to meet you.
Melissa's in Georgia, actually.
And the plot thickens.
It's okay. You can be rude to me. I'm rude to people most of the time, so I guess I deserve it.
No, you don't deserve it, Melissa.
Hey, why aren't you watching Derek's show?
Oh, I was actually in bed. I have to get up at like 5:30 to go to the gym.
I hear you.
What's more important, watching my show or go to the gym?
Going to the gym.
Yes, it will be. Yes. See, that's why
you
too.
You really like Derek? Like, honestly, like between you and I, do you really like him?
Yeah, I think he's a character. I actually wrote him as a character in my new book.
Yes. When's that coming out, Jay?
Well, that's the thing. I've written so far 100 and about 8,000 words, and I'm going to 120. So I will have it done. Not this Saturday. I'll be done actually writing it by Christmas Day.
Okay.
I should be completely done. But with this one, unlike the other two, I'm going to have it reviewed before I publish it. I'm going to have a lot of stuff done before I publish it. That way, I only have that one book reviewed and it will draw out the other two.
Well, Jay, I want to thank you for being part of the Best of Show for this episode, of course. You know?
Cut or uncut? That's the question.
Why is this going? You're not gonna put that live with me just waking up and hurt me being rude to her, are you?
I think
it's a prank. You're allowed to be rude.
You can be mean to us. It's okay.
What do you guys look like? Do you guys look like the girl in one of his pictures with the long black hair?
No, you had to see it for yourself, because Melissa Rose is a singer, you know, and she does a lot, you know, for the DSS TV station and the Derek Shapiro Show. So you got to see Melissa, you know.
You know. You know, of course.
Of course.
You know.
You guys should post on my page. That'll be cool. And then you could advertise what you
saw. Are you on Facebook?
Yes, he's a friend of mine on Facebook.
Why aren't we friends on Facebook?
I don't know. I mean,
It's like I have a fan page. So, you know, whatever you want.
No, I want to be your friend on Facebook. I don't want to be your... I'll be your fan, but I also want to be your friend.
Who gave him the hat.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, emails on the cards I sent to Derek. Do you have any cards on your desk?
It's at my home.
I actually like the hat.
Jay, did you beat up a street tranny for that hat?
Oh, Cindy A. I'm going to give this hat to Cindy A, my friend. You gave it to me. I'm giving it to Cindy A, who does the Hush on my Gossip Network.
Your hat. Your hat is looking really good now.
It looks good on Cindy.
It looks like a lava mustard.
Jay, I'm giving the hat to Cindy A, who's going to do the hat. On her show this week, you should do your show with the hat on your show.
You should.
Okay. Classic. When I used to put that on, it fit perfect. It was
you should just wear the hat, nothing else.
Yes, yeah, the hat, nothing. Oh, it's on Melissa Rose now. Your hat that you gave me in Rhode Island, child of Georgia, on Melissa Rose and Cindy A. That looks good. All right, well, we did go to the number one song, the number one summer for the year.
Thank you for your time. Thank you. Bye.
Okay. All right.
I want to call someone else.
Let's just have a recap. What was the...
Fuck your recap. Okay. Let's get down to it.
Okay. Number one song, number one segment. Number one segment is the one who did On Air, who's on air with Ryan Seacrest. Ryan Seacrest from American Idol is the number one segment for the year. And the number one song is Michael Jackson and Akon with Hold My Hand. Just like this. See? Hold My Hand. Hold My Hand. Michael Jackson and Akon held each other's hand during the song. That's the number one segment, the number one song. Thank you, everybody, for joining me.
Thank you.
Melissa Rose, Cindy A. What's the other person's name that I saw here before? Spence. Spencer.
Spitz.
Tony. Thank you, Tony.
Tony fell asleep.
Thank you, John. Thank you, Repeat.
This is like bad sex, so he fell asleep.
And this is Ryan Seacrest.
Bad sex, no orgasm.
Michael Jackson and Akon hold my hand. Next month, we have Ben Stiller on the show.
A Jewish man.
Episode 69 next month.
69!
And here's the two last things.
Goodbye, Derek Shapiro Show.
Feel about today doing this thing here at the Children's Healthcare, open up this radio thing.
It's a very, very proud day for me, you know,
right.
To see these kids come out of their rooms and come down and smile and be involved and interact with what's happening here is very, very special.
And how is this going to lighten the kids over here at the hospital?
Well, you know, when the kids are here, they're obviously here for a short period of time, sometimes a long period of time. And the idea behind this is to provide some excitement, some energy, interactivity. They can come down and they can use this and they can be their own stars, or they can call in and participate in any way that they want.
Sure. And when did you get this idea for this great thing?
Well, you know, I've been working in one of these studios for about 20 years of my life, and they're a lot of fun. And I thought to myself, what could I bring into a hospital that would provide that sort of escape and diversion?
Right.
And that's when we came up with this idea.
Awesome. And so tell me, too, I got to ask you about American Idol, of course. What do you think this season is going to be like with Steven Tyler and J-Lo?
It's going to be spontaneous. It's going to be definitely different. I think the tone will be a little bit sweeter because they're artists talking to other artists. We'll miss Simon, obviously.
Sure.
But it's going to be a very, very exciting season. We found some good contestants so far.
Sure. And of course, this is going to be on, of course, on your show tonight on E! Entertainment tonight, too.
This will be, yes. We'll be broadcasting from here. This is Ryan Seacrest, and you are listening to the Derek Shapiro Show.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, buddy.
Feel about today doing this thing here at the Children's Healthcare, open up this radio thing.
I
love you, Michael.
Love you, Michael.
Thank you, Michael.
Love
you.
Come
back.
Ooh. Oh.
Hold my hand, baby, I promise that.
talk to me and let me be your one and only. Cause I can make it all right till the morning. I can tell that you're tired of being lonely. Take my hand, don't let go, baby, hold me.